These are some nice things I wrote on the morning R train about last night's New York IT Awards, where my company, the New York Neo Futurists, received an honorary award called the Cafecino Award. And this is what I wrote. With hyperbolic drunk style love inflection, I tell you, sans literal drunkenness, that I'm so very proud of my New York Neo Futurists. Part of that roots from the honorary Cafecino Award given by the New York Innovative Theater Awards last night to the Neos for consistent production of outstanding work. Part was the nominations serving as clear reminders of the brilliant shows they made last year in Like a Dog in Space and The Soup Show. Part comes from a stunning performance at the IT Awards featuring 20 of the 21 active members of the ensemble, both a quantitative and a qualitative success on the stage of the Cooper Union. But mostly, it was seeing my nearly two dozen artistic brothers and sisters knocking that shit out, rocking the CU with energy, stamina, intensity, sincerity, originality, and shared language and love for making stories, art, excitement. I don't often speak in pure sentiment, but I couldn't help looking up and with dry-eyed awe realizing how much a part of greatness I have been for the past 4 years. I say they in this writing as a way to get out of pointing at myself. I don't deny my equal involvement in this target of my compliments, but I won't say we in this praise, because I'm only a small percentage of this dynamic democracy of artists. Back in May of 2005, my friend Jen Levitt took me to see the Chicago Neo-Futurists while I was visiting that fine city, and as a neophyte, I knew I had seen an approach to theater that would change the way I thought about writing, about performance, about the audience, about myself. And if it weren't for the New York company, well, I would have been fine, I'm sure, but I wouldn't be who I am as an artist or a human. Both cities are blessed to have these incredible collectives. Again, this is not a boast, it's a love letter. I don't have kids, but I can only imagine that the pride a father sees as his child grows into a man or woman and achieves personal and professional success is not dissimilar, at least in structure, to the pride I felt last night watching those talented people turn the stage, the seats, the aisles into an incomprehensible box of magic for countless new bodies and potential followers of this marvelous theater cult. A handful of strangers at the after-party talked to me and other Neos about what they felt seeing this aesthetic for the first time, and it took me back to Chicago 05. Being pulled from my seat to dance with Jay, witnessing Greg sign a living will on stage, vicariously squirming through Bilal's uncomfortable continental breakfast with a member of the audience, and knowing that theater is not so much important as much as it can be necessary and beautiful and troubling and true. And the New York Neos, like their Chicago forebears, are every bit of those adjectives and more. Last night, I recalled my old fan feelings, the ones I don't always remember anymore as an ensemble member when under the weight of deadlines and rehearsals and internal politics and business responsibilities. So let's close with a simple, humble thanks. I'm a very lucky man.